The Pentagon announced this weekend that some 10,000 Army National Guard troops will be called to active duty in Iraq. Coming from North Carolina and Arkansas, these troops will head for a year's tour of duty just after Christmas. President Bush's attempt this past week to lure other, larger nations into the coalition met considerable hesitation, somewhat predictably from France and notably from Pakistan and Russia. To close the week, the president met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been following the president through his week of diplomatic efforts. He joins us in the studio. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
President Bush's speech to the United Nations often seemed like it was more directed to the American people than to the diplomats who were assembled there. Is the White House wholly focused on domestic audiences?
No, not wholly. There are international concerns, and there's an international audience, and certainly the president was speaking to the General Assembly. He's looking for help from them in Iraq. He wants troops. He wants money. He wants some validation of what is happening there from this point forward. But he is also mindful that this country, the nation at home, is increasingly worried and is starting to disapprove of his Iraq policy, that the country is sizing his plan up. They're worried about the cost of this plan, that $87 billion price tag that was just revealed a couple of weeks back. And they are concerned about U.S. troops and those reservists you mentioned who are being called up. So the president, while he does try to focus on the positive, as he did in that speech, talked about how Iraq is a much better place without Saddam Hussein, there are plenty of negatives there, and they have not gone away.
Even though he did have his eyes on domestic concerns, the president has been keeping to a diplomatic agenda. How did the meeting with Putin go at Camp David this weekend?
It seemed the usual casual, friendly, kind of calm meeting between two leaders who profess to be great friends. It's not President Bush and President Putin up there. It's George and Vladimir, as they refer to one another at the press conference. They did, however, go into that meeting with some significant differences, and to some degree, those differences remain. They've only been partially bridged. On Iraq, no commitment from Russia in terms of troops or money. Putin says, we want to wait and see what the parameters of any new UN resolution are. On Iran, Russia has been helping build a nuclear reactor there for, the Iranians say, electricity generation. The U.S. is obviously concerned that perhaps it's for a nuclear weapons program. So the U.S. wants Russia to stop selling anything to Iran relating to this. And Putin, while he said, we don't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon, he did not go so far as to say, we're canceling this $800 million contract. But even though they do have these differences, they both were stressing that this relationship between these two countries is too important and that the warmth that they share with one another helps to keep things from going in the ditch over things that are not as important as the big picture.
The president has not been able to maintain warm relations with some traditional allies in Europe. He met individually with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, French President Jacques Chirac. How did the White House handle the outcome of those talks?
In both those meetings, the White House said, hey, the past is behind us. It's time to move forward. Again, important allies, both these countries, and we have much in common, and we're ready to work together. But still, you can tell that these relationships are more than a little bit prickly. Nothing at all like the relationship he has with Putin.
Let's come back home just for a moment. The White House never has its eyes far from the first Tuesday in November of next year. And for a long time, Mr. Bush was riding pretty high in the polls, and it's no longer the case. How is this affecting the mood and the attitude at the White House?
They say, key phrase here, they say that they're not focusing on the polls, though they have been happy to cite positive poll numbers in the past on other issues. But they know, and you can tell that they know, that the president's approval ratings are down. The economy is still sluggish. And this week they were touting news that the gross domestic product estimates for the second quarter were that there was 3.3% growth, not 3.1% growth. So they focus on something like that. But at the same time, you have 1.7 million Americans being added to the poverty rolls, and you see consumer confidence going down. So they're wrestling with all these things.
What's the general tone like at the White House?
There are plenty of persistent, tough questions. You get questions now about why is the White House spending $50 billion to study a postal system for Iraq. So some of the minutiae like that is really something that they're being grilled on.
And finally, what was the White House reaction to the entrance of retired General Wesley Clark into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination?
Essentially that there are 10 Democrats, they will slug it out, and the president will see who he has to face next year. But when someone like General Clark comes in with a distinguished military career and polls as well as he has right out of the box, in one poll, essentially even in a head-to-head race with the president, even though a lot's going to happen in the next year, it certainly gives them something to think about as the political season really heats up.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks a lot.
Thank you.